fantasies about each other. It was really sick. There's like a hot lady. There's like a horny billionaire guy and a priest. And they're like, and the priest loved the hot lady, but like the rich guy would be, he would like see hear his fantasy, and then she would kind of be into it, and he'd be like, he couldn't control himself. He'd be like, "You bitch, you dirty slut." She's like, "Please don't judge me. Oh, grab my ass." It was fucked up.
It's pretty awesome.
And then the whole world eventually takes it, and it's just good. Everything breaks down. And then at the very end, like the society crumbles, and at the very end of it, they're like, "I think we conquered guilt," because people just like go into a park, and you just see it would just be. Anything goes in a park, and after like months and months of it, people started being like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then eventually they're like, yeah, now we've processed guilt and we've completely destabilized the entire world economy. But he's like, we can at least do whatever we want in parks together. And I guess like, was it really worth it?
Yeah.
That's the question.
It is the question.
Are your base desires really worth it? Is a huge question.
We need guilt.
It's been plaguing man forever. We do.
Guilt's pretty important.
We do need guilt. Although, you know, it's tough to temper it back. Because I need like an ironclad dome of guilt surrounding me at all times.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm like, I just do whatever feels good. My whole life will just fall apart.
Yeah.
The lives of my ancestors just ruined my ancestors. I always get that mixed up. Postcestors.
Yeah.
My postcestors.
Your future generations.
Yeah. I think about that now. I get stunned every now and again. I'm like, oh, dude, I got to be like shaping my kids' lives and minds. I guess if you get into the thing where you're like, dude, I just get home from work. Let's just watch a movie. Let's scratch another day off the board. Then I go like, I got to start like interacting. We got to start coming up with some stuff to do. Yeah, we start like doing some stuff.
You're doing a great job.
We've been doing science experiments.
I meant that yesterday.
Thank you, man.
You're a good dad.
Thank you.
That's fun to watch. You have such good kids.
Thank you, man. That pumped me up. Yeah, Father's Day was huge. I went the opposite. Rather than being like king for a day, serve me. I just got way more into my tasks and was like, I got it.
It's a little obnoxious.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, dude.
Bother me. I actually get off on serving you. Like, all right, you fucking liar. You fucking dickhead. You're doing this to me.
Well, no, every now and again, you have to. It's a nonstop mind battle. So right now, I'm in Buddha mode on the babe. You got to go Buddha mode. I can do like 4 days of like, as you wish. And then like eventually I'll spaz and be like, I've been doing it fucking everything for you. You didn't even notice. I was so nice for 4 days. You didn't say anything.
That's hard though. 4 straight days of being nice is really hard.
You think you can go Buddha mode on the babe and they'll like be like, oh my God. Yeah, this is what a great behavior to model. Dude, they just fucking walk right over. They say, what the fuck?
Yeah, they go, he's a pussy now.
Yeah, whatever you want. If that's what you like to do, it doesn't bother me. I can do 3 days straight of it. Then I'll one day be like, you know fucking what?
Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of shit. Yeah.
Just putting a couple away. Just bitch. What was that?
I wasn't done with those strawberries. I was about to have some more, but no, you can put them in the fridge. Yeah. Doesn't bother me at all.
Throw them out. Throw them out. Just throw them out then. Because now you're going to put them back in the fridge. I'm never going to eat them again. I have one shot at eating these strawberries.
And it's crazy because you go like, dude, what am I doing? I can easily, this is not a real problem. But the power struggle is so funny. It does make me laugh every now and again. If it's just like a little thing will pop up and it's like, you get floored. You're like, you're about to be in like a fist fight level of emotions where it's kind of like, I just don't see why that even would be a thing. But yeah, sure. And you're like, dude, just be nice. Don't be a dick. And you'll say something. It'll just be like and you'll hit them and they're like, you didn't have to do that. And I didn't do anything.
This is what I said. This is how I said it. I didn't say it the way you're saying I said it.
Or the best is when it's just
I said your mom is a bitch. Your mom, no, I said your mom's being a bitch. She isn't a bitch.
Or when it's just totally like, this is what you said. I didn't say that. You're like, dude, I totally heard you. No, I didn't say that. You go, okay. So I'm just hallucinating then. And you live in parallel realities. It's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy when you start to see and you're like, and you just don't know. You're like, dude, did I not hear that?
The parallel realities are tough. You get it in any relationship.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
Catch my mind doing it. I'll have done a thing and I'll be like, no, you didn't. I'm like, dude, I don't think you did.
Yeah, they're taking this too seriously. I was not being an asshole. Meanwhile, in reality, I was like dumping a beer on a guy's head. Like, fuck you. What the fuck are they mad about?
Fucking kind of soft.
Yeah. This guy's a pussy.
I'll catch my brain doing it. We'll be like, just don't. It just don't like recently I left I was like, I came in to get Chloe. She was crying. I was like, here, I'll take over. Pretty sweet. I'm like, dude, I got to relax. So I'm holding her. I'm like, I'm going to put her to sleep. I can't. It's the sweetest joy. When you're just like, yeah, I got this. And then I go to put her down. And she woke back up as I opened the door. But the gate, Brittany had left the baby gate open. And like, dude, my mind instantly was like, she woke up because of the baby gate. And I was like, yeah, she kind of was the door.
The whole room off.
It was
the elbows are touching. You're throwing the whole fucking room off.
I watched my mind be like, that's her fault. And I was like, well, no, the door clicked. I was like, yeah, but maybe like it created like an air suction. And
it created an air suction.
And it was like, just don't bring up the gate. And as soon as she asked me what happened, I was like, you left the fucking gate open and fucking woke her up. And it was too late. I already said it. I was like, well, maybe it's the door. You can't help it. It's crazy. You have to like watch your mind just manipulate reality, and you're like, oh, I'm such a fucking piece of shit. It's terrible.
The drinking the water. You got struck again,
dude. I spilled water.
You gotta stop like, drinking water on stage.
I have to.
I know, but you got
to
master it.
After the bomb, I need to sip. If I have a joke that doesn't work, I have to sip. So I went back for the dude. It was for real.
You take loud sips too. Do you know that? You take extreme. You'll be like. It's like you can hear the fucking like you'll tell a joke that doesn't work and then you go. Every once in a while I'll see it and be like, holy shit.
Dude, the last 2 weeks I have been forced to acknowledge just how like unpalatable my presence is for people who don't know me. It's pretty bad, dude. The aversion of the general public to me is pretty strong.
Yes.
They're almost palpable. I've been confronting this lately and be like, Jesus Christ. And then it makes me laugh in the most weird, wretched way inside of myself. Funny. But then I'm just watching people who are mad at me and I'm just like, dude, I don't know what to do for us right now.
That's what made it so fun when we're together doing stand-up. Because you know I'm in the back going, yes. I know. This is as funny as it gets. Keep being weird. Be weirder if they don't like you. No. I got hit with it in New York. I was back to just regular people that I just assumed they hated me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, they just hate everything about me. I just sped through my set. Didn't acknowledge anything. Just bombed. It's an uncomfortable feeling when you think they hate you.
Yeah.
90% of the time they don't.
Especially after a cool black guy crushes. I'm absolute ice water. I come on after that and I'm like, oh, I felt very confident coming into here. Now I feel like nothing. And it's just like, dude,
who's a cool black guy?
Crosses her arms. Derek Poston.
Yeah.
He crushes every time.
He does.
And he's the man.
Derek's awesome. He's one of the nicest, coolest dudes.
He's having fun. He what?
He's so cool.
He's the man.
Such a nice.
And he's genuinely having fun.
He came over. Did I tell you I almost got him?
Wow.
He came over to watch UFC the other day. Yeah. I was like, after this, we'll play a little pool basketball. He was like, I'll kill you in pool basketball.
Shit.
And I was like, Derek.
It's for doing so well in front of me all the time.
I'll bet you $10,000. If you win, I'll give you $10,000. If I win, I get nothing. Get in the pool and play.
It's a very white trap you said there, by the way. It's like, one condition. We will play in the water.
That's what I told him. I was like, everyone's slow in the water. I'll fuck you up in here. I'm the fastest one in the water. And then he stood by the pool fully clothed, like pacing around like a dog that wanted to jump in. Like he was like running around, getting close to the water, going around. I was like, just get in, bro. Yeah. And then I it was a show of force. I said, all right, 3-on-1, me versus LeMarinate and Gardini.
Oh, you gave him a display.
Yeah.
An exhibition.
Put on an absolute show of force just with the ball throwing Gardini and Nate.
And he just was like, never mind.
But yeah, he was like, all right, I'll admit. But he's very competitive, so he was.
You
just like,
start hustling and pool basketball out there, just being like, "Oops,
yeah,
I'll play."
Like, all right, yeah. Damn. Derek's very very funny.
He's hilarious, and he seems like he has so much fun too on stage. I'm tortured, bro. I might be in a coffin of nails. That's how I feel when I'm on stage. I'm like, I hate this. I'm not having fun. You guys hate me. I forget all my stuff.
Yeah,
but it is. It still is fun.
It's just the feeling before shows. I get like. The anxiety and being the nerves just turns into me being like, I'm really tired. I'm always right before I go on stage, like, oh man, I'm so tired. I'm not tired at all. I just woke up. I just slept for 5 hours. I took a 7-hour nap before the show.
I have a low thyroid, actually.
I go, something's wrong. I'm so tired. And then you could do stand up and it wakes you up.
Yeah, I have been having fun. I've been now really getting into exploring just kind of like, just confronting just people in general and just trying to see how I can remember how I like used to please people. Yeah.